Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the U.S. government isn't supposed to aim propaganda at U.S. audiences. But the Pentagon's public affairs officers must have missed that memo. To shore up support for the war, one public affairs officer said she edited videos from Iraq to get, quote, something that is going to make Joe Sixpack look up from his TV dinner or his fast food meal and look up at the TV and say, wow, the American troops are kicking butt, end quote. The Pentagon has more than doubled its spending on public affairs in the last 5 years. The head of the Associated Press said that, quote, now is the time to resist the propaganda the Pentagon produces and live up to our obligation to question authority and thereby help protect our democracy, end quote. The AP recently reported that the Pentagon spends nearly $5 billion a year on winning hearts and minds around the world. Last week, the weekly radio spin mistakenly reported that that total was for domestic operations only.
Leon Panetta has been confirmed to head the CIA. Panetta's required disclosure statement as a nominee showed that the former White House chief of staff earned over $1 million in 2008 as a corporate consultant and guest speaker. That includes $120,000 he was paid as a member of the advisory board of the global PR firm Fleischman Hillard. The company describes that advisory board as a resource that can, quote, provide counsel to clients in person, via video, or through calls to decision makers, end quote. Other board members include the former Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich, and former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge.
Biofuels are often promoted as being cleaner, greener, and good for the U.S. economy. Here's an ad by singer Willie Nelson promoting biofuels.
On the road again. How can you support the family farmer and at the same time reduce America's dependence on foreign oil? Hi, folks, this is Willie Nelson with a suggestion that you try a tank of biodiesel today.
But a recent study says that corn-based bioethanol has a higher combined environmental and health burden than conventional fuels. Corn-based fuels are produced extensively in the U.S. Health problems resulting from biofuels and gasoline include increased cases of heart disease, asthma, chronic bronchitis, and premature death. Biofuels can also drive up food costs. The good news is that other types of biofuels, including those made from organic waste or weed-like plants, have a much lower impact on health and the environment. One study author said that he hopes the study will encourage people to make, quote, a long-term commitment to the right biofuel, end quote.
The Cessna Aircraft Company is taking an aggressive approach to salvage its business. As the weekly radio spin previously reported, automotive CEOs arriving in D.C. by private jet to plead their case for a bailout didn't go over well with the public or members of Congress. But Cessna claims that private jets are still a necessary business expense. A new campaign features ad copy like, quote, pity the poor executive who blinks. True visionaries will continue to fly, end quote. The company asserts that a corporate jet serves as a private office where CEOs can conduct business confidentially and actually improve their company's profitability.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned new CIA head Leon Panetta. A 1995 memo reveals a series of secret meetings between the White House and representatives from tobacco-growing states. The goal was to stop the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's efforts to regulate nicotine as a drug. As White House Chief of Staff, Panetta suggested a deal to tobacco companies. If they agreed to voluntarily try to limit youth access to tobacco, then the White House would make sure the FDA did not cause problems. Panetta stressed repeatedly that the meeting should be kept secret. If news of the meetings leaked, he warned, the White House would deny knowing about them. The deal never materialized because the government's proposal to Big Tobacco was still too restrictive.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.